CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 5th of April 2026. Here are the main news headlines. Get to know the candidates in the RSGB 2026 elections. Are you aged between 16 and 30? Apply for this year's Jota camp in Austria. RSGB EMC committee releases a new leaflet. RSGB members, have you cast your vote in the RSGB 2026 elections yet? To help you get to know the candidates, the Society has prepared two sets of videos. The first will help you get to know the three elected director candidates. Who do you think will best serve the Society and amateur radio? There are two vacancies for elected board directors and three nominations have been received, so your vote counts. The second set of videos focuses on the nominated director candidates who need your vote to endorse them. In each video set, you'll find an in-depth interview on a range of subjects and a second shorter video with two quick questions about RSGB membership. Grab a cup of coffee or tea and make some time to watch these videos via rsgb.org/candidate and then go to rsgb.org/vote. Once you have logged into the voting site, you can select your two preferred elected director candidates, endorse the nominated director candidates and vote on the other resolutions. Online voting is available 24 hours a day and closes at 9 a.m. on Thursday the 16th of April 2026. This year's Youngsters on the Air summer camp takes place between the 25th of July and the 1st of August at Wargreen in the Austrian Alps. This is a chance of a lifetime for young RSGB members to represent their country and their national society. To be part of this fantastic event, you need to be an RSGB member, aged between 16 and 30, and passionate about all things radio amateur. This year's camp is being organised by the IARU Region 1 Youth Committee, together with the Austrian National Amateur Radio Society. The camp is an opportunity for exciting experiences, to make new friends and to learn how to encourage other young people to get involved in amateur radio. You can apply to be part of the team or to be the team leader. Find out more and download the application from rsgb.org/Jota-camp. Applications must be submitted by Friday the 1st of May. The RSGB EMC committee has released a new leaflet explaining how to build a portable loop antenna to help radio amateurs find sources of EMF interference. Pair it with a portable receiver and you can walk around an area watching for changes in signal strength to pinpoint where interference is coming from. The antenna itself is easy to make from a short length of coax cable formed into a loop and a handful of coax collectors. Despite its smaller size, the antenna has directional properties, making it useful for locating the sources of interference. This is leaflet 19 in the series of leaflets produced by the committee and is called a simple loop antenna for use in identifying sources of interference. You can download it and all the other EMC leaflets in the series from the RSGB website at rsgb.org/EMC. The next tonight at 8 webinar is on Monday the 13th of April. During the presentation, Mark Foreman, LSZ, will be looking at what happens when your rig goes into the shack in the sky. He will look at what recycling is, its purpose and basics of recycling waste electronic and electronic equipment. The Tonight at 8 webinar are live streamed via the RSGB YouTube channel and special BATC channel, which means you can join the live chat and ask Mark any questions you may have on the topic. Find out more about this and other upcoming webinars at rsgb.org webinars. If you're a fan of digital voice modes, check out the 235 Alive DMRNet. This weekly event takes place on TGIF Talk Group 235 on Sunday from 18:30 to 19:30 UTC. All amateurs are welcome to join in. Details of how to connect via 235alive.com or the 235 Alive Facebook page. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk no later than 10 a.m. on the Thursday before the Sunday broadcast. Now for details of rallies and events, Sunday the 5th of April from 11 a.m, the Broadcast Engineering Museum is holding an open day. The museum has one of the largest collection of historic broadcasting equipment in the world, including outside broadcast vehicles, TV cameras, videotapes and telecine machines, audio equipment, transmitters, TV lighting and public address systems. The open day will include an exhibition of off-core pirates radio memorabilia from the 60s and 70s. The museum is located at 41 Capper Avenue, Helmswell Cliff near Gainsborough in Lincolnshire, DN215XS. More information, visit becg.org.uk/events. Saturday the 11th of April, the 40th annual QRP convention takes place at Digby Hall in Sherborne, DT93AA. Doors open from 9:30 a.m. and admission costs £3. The event will include traders, a bring and buy area and club stalls. More information at yeovil-arc.com. On Sunday the 12th of April, Holsworthy Amateur Radio Club Spring Radio Rally takes place at Holsworthy Livestock Market, New Market Road, Holsworthy in Devon, EX227FA. Traders can gain access from 8 p.m, doors open to the public at 10, £3 to get in. There'll be a bring and buy area and catering on site. More details available via Rally tab at m0omc.co.uk. The Northern Amateur Radio Society's Association Rally, also known as both the NASA Rally and the Blackpool Rally, will take place on Sunday the 12th of April. The venue will be Norbrick Castle Exhibition Centre, Blackpool, FY29AA. More details from Dave, M0OBW, on 01270761608. Email dwilson@btinternet.com or visit NASA, that's NARSA.org.uk. Special event news: Godalming Museum in Surrey is hosting a special event station, GM2MGY, on Saturday the 11th of April from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Station is operating to celebrate the birthday of Jack Phillips, one of the Morse operators on the Titanic. Visitors to the museum can learn Morse code and send a message to earn a certificate. Find out more at godalmingmuseum.co.uk/whatson. That's what's on, W-H-A-T-S-O-N. Special call sign WR100RC is active until the 30th of September, celebrating the centenary of Romania's first amateur radio club. Look for activity on the HF bands using FT8 and SSB. Details of a certificate that's available for working the station, visit tinyurl.com/YR100RC. DX News, the Ramsbury Amateur Radio DX Group will be active as GB1RY during the first two weekends in April from the disused USA Air Force Ramsbury 4A airfields on the air. The team will be operating using CW, FT8 and SSB on the 40 to 10 metre bands. Paul WA4PAW is active as C6APS from Great Abaco, A080 in the Bahamas until Sunday the 12th of April. He operates using CW, FT8 and SSB on the 22 10-metre bands, QSL via Logbook of the World OQRS and via Paul's home call. Contest news: the SPDX CW and SSB contest started at 1500 UTC yesterday the 4th, ends at 1500 UTC today, Sunday the 5th of April, using CW and SSB on the 160 to 10-metre bands, where contests are allowed the exchange of signal report and serial number. Polish stations also send their province code. Today, Sunday the 5th, the UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs from 0900 to 1400 UTC. All modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs frequencies. The exchange is signal report serial number and locator. Tuesday the 7th, RSGB 144 megs FM activity runs 1800 to 1855 UTC FM on the 2 meter band. Exchange is signal report serial number and locator. Also Tuesday the 7th, RSGB 144 UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes in the 2 meter band, the exchange is the signal report serial number and locator. Wednesday the 8th, RSGB 432 megs FT8 activity 4 hour contest runs 1700 to 2100 UTC FT8 on the 70 sems band. Exchanges report and 4 character locator. And also Wednesday the 8th, RSGB 432 megs FT8 activity 2 hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC FT8 on the 70 sems band. Exchanges as above, and stations in the 4 hour contest can also enter the 2 hour contest. On Thursday the 9th, RSGB 50 megs UK activity runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes on the 6 meter band, the exchange is signal report serial number and locator. And the RSGB FT4 international activity day starts at 1200 UTC Saturday the 11th, ends 1200 UTC on Sunday the 12th of April. FT4 on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are allowed, exchanges your report. Now for the radio report compiled by G0KYAG3YLA and G4BAO. They write, over the last week we've had a fair sprinkling of sunspots along with some enormous coronal holes, including one almost rectangular hole. Coronal holes are lower energy areas on the sun with open magnetic field lines allowing solar plasma to flow out. Geomagnetic conditions have mainly been settled, with the KP index hitting a maximum of 3.67 over the past 5 days. We had a long M1.3 solar flare at 04:15 UTC on Saturday the 28th of March and an X1.5 class solar flare on Monday the 30th of March. Active region 4405 erupted at 03:18 UTC and launched a halo coronal mass ejection, or CME, into space that hit the Earth on Wednesday the 1st of April. Meanwhile, the solar flux index has remained above 140 for a few days, which bodes well for HF propagation. NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will start at 145 at the beginning of the coming week and fall to 112 by Saturday the 11th of April. Geomagnetic conditions are set to be unsettled from Thursday the 9th of to Sunday the 12th of April, with a potential KP index of 5 or even 6. If this comes to pass, expect some lower maximum usable frequencies, or MUFs, and disrupted HF conditions, especially on polar paths. HFDX to look out for this week includes T31TTT in central Kiribati, which is active until Tuesday the 14th of April, Fox Oscar stroke F6BCW in French Polynesia, which is operating until Friday the 10th of April, CE0 Yankee stroke DJ4EL on Easter Island until Saturday the 11th of April, and TJ1GD portable on Mandalay Island in the Cameroon, which is available until Monday the 20th of April. VHF and up. The equinoxes are a time of the year when the Atlantic jet stream typically blows across the UK as it migrates north from the Mediterranean in the winter to near Iceland in the summer. The weather for the coming week is going to see a succession of blows driven by the Atlantic jet stream crossing the UK, with bands of rain and scattered blustery showers. These may represent chances for some rain scatter for those on the upper gigahertz band, but this pattern suggests limited tropo options. The prospects for meteor scatter are no better, since we remain some way short of the next major meteor shower in late April. In these situations, your best chances are from random meteors, which tend to peak in the early hours pre-dawn. The equinox also gets credit as being a preferred time for auroras, since there is a better coupling between the Earth's magnetic field and the solar wind. It's a bit too early in the year for much sporadic E activity, but keep a check on the sporadic E graphs on propquest.co.uk for signs of brief upticks. Incidentally, some maintenance work is currently underway on the website, so apologies for any interruptions. For EME operators, moon declination is now negative, reaching its minimum on Wednesday the 8th of April. At this point, the moon is up for only 6 hours and gets to a mere 9 degrees elevation in the UK. The moon is also furthest away on its apogee on Tuesday the 7th of April, so path losses are at their highest. 144 meg sky noise starts low but quickly climbs to a high of more than 2,700 Kelvin on Wednesday the 8th of April. That's it from the propagation team. That's all from me. Likewise, a very happy Easter.